Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Happy Friday, Northern Colorado. It's going to be a great show today, Angel. Are you ready for this, man? It's weird around here. Everybody's in a pretty good mood. Micah is singing. It's fantastic. It's going to be one of those shows today, I think. It's going to be great.
It's almost like a normal Friday for us.
That's true. It is kind of more like a normal Friday.
Hey, we all slowly like break down as the week goes. And by Friday, it's just, oh, we got to do radio.
No, we got to rev it back up, man. This is going to be the best show we've ever had in our lives. I guarantee it. It's going to be a top 10 show today. It's Friday. It's exciting. Hey, and I want to give a shout out real quick, too. It is a Pay a Smile Forward Day today. Jeremy wanted us to throw that out there, so I'm doing it. Pay a smile forward, Angel. So are you going to do that today? You just did it. You just
guys
did
just
it.
Smile?
You just smile. Yeah, just smile at somebody.
Okay.
It's a happy Friday, man.
Yes, I can do that.
The Rockies won?
They did.
Oh, my goodness. One of the best teams in March.
They're one of the undefeated teams in baseball.
I'll admit, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun last night. I was terrified for a moment with Herman Marquez in the second inning. But he got out of it.
No worries.
And the Rockies won. And CJ Krohn was amazing. Two home runs for this guy. What a night for Colorado.
How did the pace feel for you watching the game?
Well, theirs was different because of the rain stuff, right?
Yeah, we got two really quick half innings. And then it started just pouring rain,
man,
in San Diego.
Yeah, and then they had to go out.
And so we're coming back in for the Rockies' second at bat. And it's, wait, hold on. We got to get like 12 bags of dirt and just pour it all over the field and then rake it. And, you know, some intern is working their butt off. But that took like 15 minutes to do that.
Because it was a three-hour game, right?
Just about.
Yeah. The pace throughout the day, though, I mean, I haven't looked at stats or anything, but I saw a lot of high scores, didn't you? I mean, it seemed like there was a lot of high scores yesterday. Is that the newness of opening day, the excitement level, or is that the new rules with the pitch clock, and we're moving at an alarming rate throughout all of these games? You got to hurry. You got to get those pitches in. The pace seemed fun. The Rockies, it's hard to judge because of the rain.
It didn't really feel like rushed or anything.
Right.
It's not like, oh, they're rushing to get the next pitch or they're rushing to get the bat. But you see the batters, they'll take a step out and they'll realize, oh, wait, I got to get back in real quick.
Which I love.
Because I saw Chris Bryant, he stepped out and started to undo his gloves.
Yep.
And he did it real quick and stepped in.
You got to Velcro those things faster now, man. You don't have time. You got to go.
But I think in just a few games that I saw, you're seeing more people on base. You're seeing, you know, just more hits, I think. You saw a lot of just standard base hits for the Rockies yesterday, just through the infield, through the gaps in the shift or the no shift.
Yeah. No shift is probably going to bode well for the Rockies. I think still at the end of the day, it's going to come down to pitching. That's just where it is. Everybody got a hit.
Everyone.
I mean, everybody got a hit for the Rockies. They win 7-2. So our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day, available to wholeshow.com. After the Rockies win on opening day, what's your level of excitement around this team? 10 being very, extremely, super excited about this. You got any guesses where the Hooligans are landing? What's leading in the clubhouse right now?
Considering they were probably close to zero yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, we're probably about a 6.5.
Six is where we are. Look at you. Did you cheat? Or did you just know our Hooligans that well?
I think I just know them that
You know them. So 22% of the Hooligans are saying six. They're going with six. That's pretty damn excited right now. I mean, you get over that five level and people are pumped up. CJ Krohn was my favorite part of the night. But I will say Marquez battling through was a big deal. Well, maybe it was the first inning I'm thinking of. The first inning, San Diego gets their first run of two, and I felt like the wheels were going to come off at that point. Or maybe it was the fourth inning. I don't remember. It all runs together. But he survived. He struggled early on, and then ultimately he went six innings, five strikeouts for him, and he had two earned runs. So Herman Marquez, pretty sharp right there. And then Blake Snell, of course, the Rockies kind of have his number. I mean, I thought the Rockies were going to score like five runs in the first inning. They were setting it up. They ended up just getting one. And then that was kind of an issue last year. They left a lot of guys on base. But they were able to close this thing out. 17 hits for the Rocks. And they win 7-2. So, excitement. I'm not there. Last night was fun. I loved it. But I've been doing this too long. You know, talk to me I mean, it's not like I'm not going to watch. I watched the Rockies game over the Nuggets game last night.
I did too.
How about that? Now, I chalked it up as a loss for the Nuggets because Joker ended up sitting out with the calf tightness. Is he going tonight?
I have no idea. I'm seeing stuff that he is, stuff that there's might be three or four starters not playing.
Oh, great.
Crazy stuff.
We got games to win here,
we
dude.
We decided that the Pelicans game didn't matter.
I guess.
But now we also decide, oh, we don't have enough players to play Phoenix tonight.
So Murray's not playing tonight.
Is he not?
Well, according to Vic Lombardi, Michael Malone says Jamal Murray's unlikely to play tonight against Phoenix.
Gross.
That sucks. These are games you need to win. And I don't know what that means for Joker tonight, what that looks like. I mean, I'll tell you what, Joker plays. I still like our chances. I still like our chances to beat the Suns. But no Joker? Yeah. Chalk it up. It's a loss.
So would you say Jokic is valuable?
Yeah, pretty valuable. Maybe the
most valuable person?
Most valuable person?
On the team?
Yeah. Oh, on the team for sure. Most valuable player on the team. Is he going to win most valuable player? We got a few games to go here. Did the Sixers play last night?
I don't think. No, it was two games last night.
Okay.
It was the Boston-Milwaukee and then New Orleans-Denver.
Man,
Sixers have the Raptors tonight.
All right. Well, it'll be big. And we'll see what happens with the Joker tonight. That's a the Nuggets haven't locked anything up yet. We haven't locked anything up. You got a lot. Well, they've locked up a few things, I guess. They're going to be what? Top 2 seed or top 3 seed?
At this point, top 3.
Top 3. So you got that for sure. And you don't want to. I don't want to sit here and question a guy's health. I don't like to do that. If he tells me that he's not good enough to go, or the coaching staff doesn't feel like he's good enough to go, then I don't like to dig too deep into that. But calf tightness?
Well, Malone said this was something he was dealing with back before the Sixers game on Monday, and he kind of just played through it.
Well, Joker's going to choose to play. I mean, he'd have to lose his legs in order for him not to play. But he's going to want to play. So it's going to be the coaching staff that has to shut him down. And that's where we are right now. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. If you guys want to chime in today on anything Nuggets related, Rockies related. It was fun last night, though. I mean, again, I'm a guy that typically watches. I won't lie here and say that I watch 82 Nuggets games. There was a time when I did, but with so many things going on now and the coverage we try to provide on the show, I'm more of a 70 guy. But last night, I was all in on the Rockies. I wanted to see the new rules play out, sit down and watch a full game, because yesterday was just all over the place and you're just kind of seeing spurts. But yeah, I wanted to see how that went. I wanted to see how Armand Marquez performed. And then, you know, just it was nice getting Chris Bryant rocking and rolling. I mean, he had 3 hits. So that's going to be a big deal. If he can stay consistent, if he can stay healthy, CJ Krohn picks up right where he left off in, like, July last year.
Yes.
Because he got a lot of home runs early and then slowed down once we got into the summer. So your excitement level, you're all on this bus thing.
Yeah.
You guys are on this. And you guys are getting famous. I'm getting people on my social media reference the Rockies bus.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
It's becoming famous.
We had tacos
famous
on the bus last night. So
I want a
fun
bus of some kind. I want to do something like this. Create our own thing. You and I, you and Tanner are having all the fun and bonding over this Rockies bus thing. And you and I don't have anything like that. We got to figure something out like that. It's a bonding thing.
But it can't be a bus. We gotta do something else.
What do we do? There's got to be something with the Nuggets? With the playoff run? You know, it doesn't have to be. Does it have to be a motorized vehicle of some sort?
No, I mean, it's
like jet skis or something cool?
It's really up to the host of the show. Do you get to create this vessel and I put the bells and whistles on it?
I'm not like, Tanner's all fanboyed out right now. I mean, you saw him yesterday.
He picked up purple bus. Yeah. That's very simple.
Well, I mean, yesterday he's wearing his Rockies polo. He's got his hat on running around. He was like a kid in a candy store.
That's baseball Tanner.
That's baseball Tanner. He loves the Colorado Rockies. Maybe more than anybody in the state, other than like Jerry Schimmel.
Yeah, it's him and Jerry right now.
He probably loves them more than Dick Monfort loves the Rockies.
Oh, yeah, that's obvious. Tanner thinks they can play above 500.
I mean, you know, 7-2. He's looking at that going, here we go. He's the same guy after the first game of March Madness, his first pick won, and he's like, I'm going to win this thing. And he finished last, and he's frosting his hair tips today.
Yes.
He's doing it today. He's going to go through with it.
We think, hopefully. It's up in the air until he's in
is
the chair.
Is he wavering a bit here?
I think he's nervous.
Oh.
It was definitely on his mind today. But, I mean, I think he's going to go through with it. It's not official until he's in the chair and Linda's got the frosting ready.
Well, if he does it, mad respect, because I did not.
Truly.
I kind of fulfilled mine. It is a mustache.
Hair on your face is technically it is a mustache.
See?
It's
yes.
not styled.
Technicality.
Or groomed or anything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I let it get
well,
too
then
out
can
of
Tanner
control,
do a technicality and only frost one or two tips of his hair?
I mean, he could. I'm not going
to.
Listen, I can't fault him if he doesn't do it because I didn't follow through on mine. So if he does it, mad respect. If he doesn't, you know, it is what it is. But now we got texters and Facebookers and everybody are all over this like, oh, this is going to be, you got to do this now. They're talking about it. It's a big deal. So he's going to go get that done. Are you going down there to watch it?
Oh, yes.
I think I'll go down there. We'll go check it out. It's like a thing. We're going to video it.
It's a big event.
Put it on Facebook. Tanner doesn't have a Facebook anymore.
He does not.
He got locked out because of scammers.
Something.
You guys both got scammed last week.
Yeah.
How's that situation going with you?
Cleared up. I got my money back. I got a new card.
Do you still have the thing that
the
they
computer
ordered?
Chip? Yes, I do. It is sitting in the drawer on my desk.
I just think it's funny that somebody ripped you off, hacked into your account, ordered something for like $500, and then had it sent to your address.
Yep.
That's the most... Dude, criminals. Like
it's not even a scam.
Just have it sent to your... Must have forgot to click the address, or your address was saved on the orders or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, my, you know, billing and shipping address were the same thing, so... Yeah, that was weird.
What are you going to do with this thing? It's a... What is it?
It's a memory chip for a computer.
Okay.
I think it's like 6 gigs or something.
So he can probably rip more people off. He needs more storage on his computer.
Maybe.
Probably.
But like, the receipt was like $500, but the product itself is like $20. So I don't know what happened.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
The scammer got scammed by paying for $500 for a high-end computer chip, and you only got the cheap $20 one.
And sent it to you.
Yes.
Now you have this computer chip.
You're a bad scammer.
Now you have this computer chip that you don't know what to do with.
I don't know what it does. I don't know what type of computer it goes to. Maybe I'll just give it to Micah and he'll do something with it.
Yeah, that'd probably be the best. He could figure that out.
Make a sculpture.
Have some storage or something. More storage. Let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. Well, the good. Let's go. The Colorado Rockies beat the San Diego Padres. CJ Cron was on fire. 2 home runs, 4 hits for this guy. He was on fire. He got this thing going. I mean, they were down 2-1. CJ Cron, everybody.
Cron drives this to deep left field, and this one is gone. 3-run jack for CJ Cron. And the Rockies are on top 4-2.
Against the Padres, he'll swing and hit this one to right field. Backing up is David Dahl. Dahl the warning track. Dahl leaps. It is over his head, and it's gone. He hit the top of the wall and came back in. CJ Cron with his second homer of the ball game. The Rockies tack on.
Jerry Schimmel. We had Drew Goodman on the television call. Jerry Schimmel on the radio call. Fantastic stuff either way you want to look at it. Congratulations to the Rocks. They're one of the only undefeated teams. Half of them, at least. They're one of half.
You're up there. I'd say you shocked a lot of Padres fans yesterday.
Win today, and you're one of the best teams in March.
Truly.
Yeah. The bad is no joke-er last night for the Nuggets. He didn't go, had the calf tightness thing. We'll see what that means for tonight against Phoenix.
Was he on the bench?
I don't know.
I saw pictures of him with he was at the arena.
He was on the bench, yes. I'm sure. Again,
wearing a very nice suit.
I feel like I cheated on the Nuggets last night with the Rockies. Like,
Not your trashy ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, not even great. Like, I cheated on the Nuggets for the Rockies.
I'm dating a 10, but
we got
this old 2 over here is just keep bringing me back.
We got two teams, NBA and NHL, that are poised to perhaps win a title, and I'm watching the freaking Rockies game last night. What is Tanner is rubbing off on all of us here. He's got us all excited to watch this. The ugly was just the fact that the Nuggets lost a pretty crucial game. I mean, Murray had 21 points last night. Porter had 10. He was 0 for 7 from the three-point line. So, I mean, this team without Nikola Jokic, are they even a playoff team? If Joker's not on this roster, are they even a playoff team? No. They're probably a bad team. Like, not a play-in team.
They're like a Houston.
Probably. That's terrifying. They got Phoenix, Golden State, Houston, Phoenix again, Utah, and Sacramento. We're down to 6 games. The magic number is still 3, isn't it?
It is.
Because what did Memphis do last night?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Nuggets and Pels were the only Western teams playing us yesterday, so nothing really changed in terms of their magic number.
They needed to win that freaking game last night against New Orleans. That was a big missed opportunity.
Well, the Pelicans, with that win, they have actually jumped the Lakers now, so they're in 8th.
Okay, so and they might get Zion back before, like right when the playoffs start, they might get Zion back.
And they would play the Lakers right now.
It's going to be, tonight's game's interesting, man. Tonight's game's a big game for the Nuggets. I wanted to see this with both teams with their full rosters because I want the Nuggets to be a bit battle-tested before they get into the playoffs. Let's just see how good Phoenix really is. Phoenix is scary. If Kevin Durant's a full go, which he has been the last couple of games, then they're scary. There's no bones about it. Even without Kevin Durant, you probably feel like this is a scary team. So, oh boy, here we go. Big stuff coming up. The Rockies back at it tonight, too. So, or when are they going? When's their game?
7:40.
Okay.
Same time.
Drying up there a little bit today?
I think so.
All right. Hopefully. 23 minutes after the hour, our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day, available at thewholeshow.com. Rate your excitement level. It's not really a question how I worded it right there, but it is actually a question. Available at thewholeshow.com. And the Hooligans are kind of leaning on 6 right now, which is amazing. I'm like at a 3.5. I'm still at a 3.5 here. Do it again. Win this series and win the Dodger series. My excitement level will go to a 9.
One game at a time, Brady.
Yeah. But I'm just looking out. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sean Payton, it is. How are we feeling, Broncos country? Hear team talk and coverage every day on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
My wife just texts me. They're at, you ever heard of Urban Air, Angel? The trampoline park? There's one in Fort Collins. And he just is obsessed with that place. It's a...
Like a trampoline park?
It's trampoline park. They got go-karts there. They've got everything. They got slides. And it is so much fun. When I go there, I love to go with him. We get on the trampoline. And then I start just launching myself. You know, and I do that for about 45 seconds. And I'm like, this is amazing. And then suddenly, you just die.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just gone. And I'm out of commission for like 3 days. And then my kid is like, wants to go every day. And that is a germ. Oh my gosh. There's children, because there's like an interesting little fort thing that you go through, and it's got little slides here and little caves to go in. And a lot of parents don't go in there with their kids. Sometimes parents do. I try to with Gavin. He's little still. And there's just like stuff all over the floor when you walk. You're like, what? I don't know what. It's dark in there, so you can't really tell.
God.
Kids are biting on stuff and chewing on things. And they're running all over each other, man. I mean, one time we're going up the slide, I see these two kids wrestling, and I'm like, ah, that's funny. Then we go down the slide, come back, and one kid's crying his eyes out, and the other kid's just standing over him. I'm like, what happened in the last 45 seconds from our time down the slide to here? It is absolute chaos in that place. But it's so, they like make you, you have to wear their socks.
Oh, yep.
Yep, you got to wear their socks, so I got to do that. Wear the little bracelet thing. I mean, it's fun. There's just 5 million children running around. It's just absolute chaos.
Yeah, I think I've been to a couple of those places.
Well, they have like the wall trampolines too. Mm-hmm. Like they're on the wall, kind of at an angle.
Those are fun.
Oh yeah, you launch yourself at that a few times, and you're like a child again.
Yeah, I got a bloody nose on one of those places.
I mean,
then I almost broke my friend's spine.
Oh, geez.
Because I jumped and he was doing a flip, and I like landed on his back.
Oh.
And like. My knee, like, went into his lower back, and I probably almost destroyed his spine.
Is he okay now?
Yes, he's
okay.
Fine.
Like,
he just, like, he took, like, a 10-minute timeout.
Weird.
It was just like, oh, my God, did I just kill you?
Like, well, I was, like, we had a trampoline, and we lived outside when I grew up. I mean, I grew up on a farm and all that stuff. We were on the trampoline for hours upon hours upon it. We'd fall off of it, do flips, land on our heads, whatever. I go into the urban air now. And I do it for 45 seconds, and I'm dead. I don't know how you're just not used to moving like that. But
no,
my kid doesn't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. Nonstop action.
See, I never had a trampoline growing up.
Oh, really?
And I was always jealous of my friends that did. But whenever you'd go over to your friend's house with the trampoline, you were on that thing all afternoon.
Well, we would slide ours underneath. We had a swing set, like an old school swing set, and the top bar was very dangerous, metal, whatever. And we would push the trampoline underneath that. We'd disconnect all the swings. And then so we'd become like circus, you know, circus acts on those things. Hit our heads on that all the time. Hanging upside down from it like bats. And our parents were just nowhere to be seen.
And you don't have tetanus.
I don't know how we survived, man. You know, nobody would see us. We'd be all over. My cousin would fall off at least 3 times. Half the time he'd hit his head, pop up, blood all over his mouth. Cried it out, got back on the trampoline, and away we went.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I guess if an hour or so before the Rockies game, the Rockies announced that Daniel Bard was placed on IL due to anxiety. He's had a history of the yips and stuff. I don't know exactly the details on it, but he did say this. Quote, it's a hard thing to admit, but I've been through this before. I'm extremely grateful to be in an organization that understands these things and is accepting. There is a negative connotation sometimes when you see on the injury list some guy is out because of anxiety, because it's not a broken leg or a tight calf or whatever, but it's a mental thing. And, you know, the first thought is really anxiety. And anxiety is a real deal, man. I mean, that is, you got to take care of your brain. You got to take care of your mental health, too. But the sports side of it, you're a closer. You're a pitcher. It's a mental game. And if you're not dialed in when you're out there, you're going to cost the team. And he's a really good closer. He was the best part of the Rockies pretty much last year. So let me just, like, we talk about this, you have to pay this the same respect that you would pay an injury or things of that nature. It's a serious thing. He's going to remain with the team and continue throwing, but there's no timetable for his return. Bud Black said this, quote, we will assess where he is a couple of weeks from now. My sense is that Daniel's going to be fine. He's not that far off. He's a perfectionist in a lot of ways. And he has high standards for himself. He got off to a tough start, and he was talking about where he was at camp and all that at the beginning of camp, and he wasn't synced up with his mechanics. The best thing to do is to take a step back, regroup in a lot of different ways, and see where we are. And I applaud the Rockies for taking this seriously, you know, rather than just, no, you're going to have to battle through it. You're going to have to push through it. And this is a serious conversation. We always say we got to take care of our mental health. We talk about it. But then when you read a headline like that, there's a lot of people that go to, oh, come on. And I think that that's unfair. And you have to, I mean, I have, you know, I, my brother, my family members and things like that have gone through some of this stuff. And it can be mentally crippling. And I don't know, again, to the extent, and that's the other thing I'd ask. You don't know what he's going through. You have no clue what he's going through. Well, Brady, he makes a lot of money to throw a baseball. He's still a person, man. He's not bulletproof.
I mean, you got to do it standing on your own in front of thousands and thousands of people, and it's just you and two guys 90 feet away.
Yeah. You have to take this stuff seriously.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we as fans will get lost in thinking these athletes are, you know, superhuman, or they're above this. You're in the pros. You should be used to anxiety and pitching in a closing situation and all that. It's normal for you, and it's not. These are people, and, you know, especially with men, there is a stigma around mental health with men, and that it's, you don't want to be seen, oh, I don't want to say I'm struggling with something because it makes me look weak, or, you know, my friends are going to pick on me, oh, you're just being a wuss, suck it up, whatever, and it's having just, even if it's one person saying, no, I'm actually struggling with this, and I need to take time away from this.
Well, and what drives me nuts, too, is the amount of money they get paid somehow disqualifies them from having a rough go.
Right.
You know,
like, you have all the money you can get.
Yes.
You can go to whatever therapist you probably want to. How can you be dealing with this?
You're playing professional baseball and you're making a lot of money. You should be happy. Like, there's no stresses for you. There's family. There's so many things going on. I mean,
this is his job.
Yeah.
His baseball.
Yeah. And again, do you want somebody who's struggling with this out there trying to close a baseball game for you if he's not dialed in? So I would ask, you know, again, just have some sympathy for this situation. Tanner and I were talking a little bit about it off the air this morning, and he asked my opinion. He's like, you know, a lot of people are coming out saying he's brave for admitting this. He asked what my thoughts are. And again, with my background, my history, I can't say I personally deal with this very often, but my brother certainly went through this stuff. And I do think it's brave to admit it, to be able to tell someone that you're going through it. I always remember going back, you know, my brother would actually confide in my wife. He talked to her more about what he was going through. With me, he was my older brother, so he was like, I'm not going to like let you see that I'm struggling. So he would never really talk to me about that stuff. So I do think that it's important, it's brave, and we should be okay with that headline. A player is out because of anxiety. That has to be why am I blanking out on the great gymnast, Simone? Is it Simone
Biles?
Remember when she was going through this?
Mm-hmm.
And she, and everyone was flipping out at her because she pulled out for certain events. And my thought on that process at that time was like, well, that it is tough because you're taking someone else's spot as a gymnast. It's too late to get a new gymnast to come in and make the Olympics. You're already there, but you're going through it. And there's no timetable. There's no perfect time for you to go, oh, well, you know what? It's inconvenient for me to be anxious and stressed. You know, there's just no perfect time for it. So I felt bad for her in that situation because there were a lot of people that really came after her. And I'm sure, I haven't looked at Twitter about Daniel Bard's this post, but you just know there are people commenting on there, and it's not the most positive thing.
No, it's something new, and we're learning more about mental health and mental illness, you know, every day. And, you know, as medical professionals learn it, as athletes learn it, as we as fans learn about it just in our own daily lives, it's you have to treat it almost as important or more important than if you broke your leg. Oh, I broke my leg. I can't walk. I can't do the normal things that I'm used to doing. That is debilitating. And when your brain is in that same kind of mindset where I don't think I can do this, I can't get my brain to tell my body to do what I've been doing for all my life, like throwing a baseball 90 feet. I just can't do it the way I'm used to because my brain is not healthy.
I mean, yeah, we have to treat this seriously. We always talk about it. You know, we do. We like to talk about it and say, you got to take mental health seriously. We got a lot of crazy stuff happening in the country, too, where people will go to that and say, well, was that person mentally stable? Well, if we're going to be talking about that and throwing that around when bad, serious stuff happens, we damn sure better pay attention. And that doesn't mean they're going to go do something bad. It just means that they're not right at this point mentally, and that's all right. But you got to have the support staff, and I think the Rockies are giving him that. 37 minutes after the hour, we got the Final Four finally coming up. I mean, it just feels like
what?
March Madness just go, 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 boom, stop. And now Final Four action. Riveting stuff coming up with the Florida FAU Owls 9 seed.
Yep.
Yeah. Cinderella stories.
I couldn't even tell you the final four.
FAU
right now.
And San Diego State. Why am I blanking out?
Is it Miami?
Yes, Miami. And come on. What is it?
It's Connecticut.
Yeah. Yes.
UConn.
UConn.
The Huskies.
San Diego State's taking on FAU, and Miami's taking on UConn. Our own Bruce Dick is there. He's there watching, getting ready to watch this stuff coming up tomorrow. We're going to have it for you here on KFKA. So very excited about that. Texter here. This is different. Simone was fine 3 days later. That wasn't really a mental health issue. She had a case of the yips that she even said every gymnast goes through. Okay, I thought it was something with mental health because they were going through that stuff with their old coach and everything. But I'm pretty sure she's come out and said she struggled with mental health. I'm pretty positive on that. We'll look into it. 38 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
On the Rocks Liquor. It's Friday. Stop by. They got the drive-through. Stop in. Say hello to the wonderful staff there. They are great people. Game beer of the week from Crabtree Brewing. It is a Deerfield Strawberry Blonde, and
I might go pick some of that up today.
Dude, do it.
Game beer it up. Sounds really good.
I'm going to try some of that.
Where is it?
On the Rocks Liquor. I'm glad you asked, Angel. It is off of Highway 34 and 47th Avenue, if you know where Buffalo Wild Wings is.
I do.
You just go pretty much catacorner from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'll see it.
It's right there.
You get 34, you're going west, or wherever you are, I guess. But for us, you get on 34, go west, and then you get to 47th. You turn south, you go for like a quarter of a mile, then there's going to be a light, and you turn back east, and then you turn into the parking lot, and you're there.
Like you're not saying turn left or right. It's southeast.
I'm a farm kid. Everything is at northeast corner there, you know, that kind of stuff.
For me, it was always, you know, yeah, you go up there, you're around the corner, and you're just up there. Where? Yeah, it's right there.
If you see a windmill, you've gone too far.
Yeah.
That was my dad's directions, was like, he would explain everything that you shouldn't be seeing. So he'd tell you, here's where you're going to go. And then he'd explain all of these things, and at the end, he's like, shouldn't be seeing any of the stuff that I just said. If you see cows, you're in the wrong pasture.
How do I get back?
Yeah, so that's why I have a hard time paying attention, because my dad would talk a lot. That's probably why I'm doing radio. And he would just, the directions were just, go to the northeast corner of the southwest quadrant, and you're going to find it there. It'll be there.
Find the cosine or something.
You'll find something, you know, and by the time he was done, I had no idea what was happening. You're not like pumped about the Final Four, huh? Just not feeling it.
Yeah. It's never been, you know, not because of the matchup, but for me, like, yeah, the first two weekends of March Madness are really exciting.
Yeah.
But then it's like, okay, I'm kind of basketballed out on college basketball. I'm kind of just, I don't really, none of my teams are in it anymore. I'm not really following. I don't know any of these players really or the coaches, so it's.
Well, San Diego State, I mean, I'm rooting for them to win it because it's better for the Mountain West Conference, so I'm picking a team. A lot of people are rooting for FAU. They want to see them complete this. And this is kind of interesting territory. You don't typically see the Cinderella stories get all the way into the Final Four.
Certainly. I think it's an interesting matchup, and I think it shows that parity in college basketball.
Well, it's going to be like that more than ever before with the transfer portal. And now the transfer portal is just opening up to even great players are looking at their situations going, can it be better somewhere else? When you look at the Arizona player, a couple of studs, Lawson Lovering, you know, we talked about him with CU going to Utah. Not sure that transition's the best, but he may be getting some money out of it. Who knows? Got the Lawnster on the First Advantage Hotline. What's happening, man?
Hey, not too much. What a boy. It's getting windy up here.
Is it windy there in your neck of the woods? It was windy last night, man. I had a hard time sleeping.
It wasn't windy up. It was a little bit, but now the wind's starting to pick up here in Loveland.
So it's you got your kite ready to go? It's good kite flying weather, I hear.
You know what? I've got to get two more kites. I'm ready to fly it out.
You get two more kites? What do you need two more kites for?
In case one crashes, got to get another one.
That's probably the best. My problem with kites was they would always get tangled up in something, and they only last for like 4 minutes, and then I was like, I guess this is done now.
Yeah, mine too. And it's like, okay, next one, it's like, forget it, you know?
Lonster, what's on your mind, man?
You know what? I'm looking forward to the Final Four.
Yeah? Who's your team?
You know what? I'm going to go with UConn on this one.
UConn. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. UConn and San Diego State.
So UConn's the highest seed in this thing, so probably a favorite to, I would imagine, if you're just looking at the paper, or, you know, on paper or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, I'll watch. I'll have it on. I'm not as excited as I was, though, I'll tell you. The matchups aren't the most appealing to me.
No, but I'll tell you what, I look forward to the Final Four. In fact, I look forward for the whole season and the end of the whole season, too.
Did you watch the Rockies game last night?
Oh, I was listening to it like you wouldn't believe.
What's your excitement level? Rate it 1 to 10. 10 being like, I can't stand it. I'm so freaking excited. 0 being, I'm not even close. This is still terrible.
You know what? I'm going to give it a... Oh, man, I'm going to give it a 5 right
now. A 5?
All right,
you're kind of middle of the road. You're kind of like, all right, it's fun. We'll see what they do, but, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of looking for. Yeah, we'll see what they do here. You know, I mean, it's a great win to begin the season. Let's see what they do the rest of the season here.
Kyle Freeland going tonight? We'll see.
Should be good. We'll see what he does.
All right, what's for lunch today, Lonster? What are you eating? What are you snacking on?
You know what? I'm going to be getting some Chinese food here pretty soon.
Ooh, what are you going with?
Yeah, maybe some fried rice or some shrimp and maybe a salad and some soup or whatever else they put into it.
You get like those lo mein noodles in there? Those are delicious.
Yeah, those are good too.
Just some soy sauce going on that bad boy and just away we go.
Yep, and hot sauce to go with it.
Oh, of course. Yep. Of course. Lonster, appreciate you. Happy Friday, man.
Hey, you know what? Happy Friday to you guys too, and hope you have a good weekend.
It is Pay a Smile Forward Day today is what I'm told. So I'm smiling at you right now, Lonster.
You know what? I can feel it right now.
Appreciate you, man. Have a good weekend.
Hey, you do the same. Thanks.
First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. We're going to have CSU Rams head coach Jay Norvell on the program at 12:05 in just a few moments.
I think the girls like him.
Oh, they like him. A lot of people like Jay Norvell. He looks like he's like 30. I mean, he's just in shape. You know, he's running around out there. He looks like he could still play defensive back out there. I really enjoy this group of coaches. Matt Mummy, offensive coordinator, along, you know, of course, his history with Hal Mummy and the air raid offense and all of that. He's just a good dude. So I'm taking pictures out there yesterday, and I'm going through it. I'm trying to get live action, and then boom, Mummy's right there, and he's looking right. He's just staring at me, and I'm like, bam, took
gotcha.
That.
Handed.
Got it, man. He's a good dude. They're a great crew. Excited to see Colorado State in action next year. And they're kind of working under the radar throughout the state because your Buffs there, Angel.
My Buffs.
Your Buffs.
I own no Buffaloes.
They're getting all the national attention. They sold it out.
They did sell out the spring game.
They sold out the spring game.
Do you want a cookie now or later?
The hype is there. It's at the top. Absolutely at the top.
I have an old Little League trophy if you want that.
Oh, look at you go. Your Alabama-ness.
I really want to celebrate something.
Your Alabama-ness is showing right now.
It's a spring game. It's not even real football.
The best spring game in all the land. We're going to have...
Is it going to be a competitive shootout back and forth
probably,
type of game?
Probably. It's going to be nuts. Shadur out there, man.
It's going to be a circus.
Rocking and rolling. You're going to have all these great cornerbacks that they got through the transfer portal and the recruiting cycle. I mean, you sold it out. It's absolutely huge in Boulder.
What if it snows?
Wouldn't that be April 22nd? I guess it.
It could still happen.
It snowed
in June.
Yeah, it could happen. And you got to go through it, man. You better hope it doesn't.
No, I do.
But you're
not
canceling if it snows.
I am.
I mean, well, all the spring games are going on at the same time. What are we doing here? CSU's going on April 22nd. UNC's going on April 22nd. CU's going on April 22nd. Where's Wyoming? Do they have enough players to field a spring game? 11:50 the time. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Kevin Lytle put out a story about Avery Morrow. We'll go into some of the details there coming up next.
Hear local coaches, players, and more with Coach Speak. Weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
$11.54 the time. Shout out to Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. They've been doing this for over 53 years. They've been specialists in the medicine of motion. They have 6 medical campuses, and they're providing care along the Front Range. They're proud to be Greeley's hometown orthopedic group as well. That's Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. I actually went and saw these guys a few years ago. I had some trouble going on, I almost cussed, with my shoulder, and it was bugging the heck out of me, man. I couldn't lift right. I couldn't do certain exercises. So I went there to get checked, and, you know, they looked at my back and everything. And, you know, rather than surgery and all this other crazy stuff, it was more of, hey, here's some therapies you can do to get yourself going. And after that, haven't had issues with it since. That's Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. Check them out online at orthohealth.com. Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day is available at theholeshow.com. Rate your excitement level for me after the Rockies win on opening day on a scale from 0 to 10. Obviously, 0 means you're not excited at all. 10 means like, oh boy, you're on the Rockies bus with Tanner and Angel. And it is 6-3 right now. 6-3 seem to be where people are sitting. You're either fairly excited or you're not really there at all. I'm just leaning on 3 right now. I'm going to still watch and be here, but very skeptical at this point.
Are you riding with Brian behind the bus right now?
I'm not. Yeah, Brian's following you guys on this bus.
Brian actually tried to jump on the bus this morning.
And Tanner won't let him on there.
No.
It's too late? You had to get on before the season or what?
No, we said it's April 20th is the cutoff date. And then Tanner decided, oh, they won, so you're off.
You're off. No, I'm not like in a vehicle behind you guys or anything like that. I'm just kind of
watching from the overpass.
Yeah, I'm just watching you guys drive this thing around. Like, I don't know about that.
You're going to crash at some point.
That looks dangerous.
When's that going to happen?
I'm still saying 3. I mean, it's 7-2. You beat the Padres. Great job. I'm happy. I watched the whole thing. It was fun. CJ Cron, I mean, you're down 2-1, worried about this thing, and then Cron blasts the 3-run homer, and you never look back. And he was sensational for one game. But there's so many of them. But yeah, take it for what it is. Herman Marquez was good. CJ Cron was good. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. CSU head football coach Jay Norvell coming up next. Don't go anywhere.